54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 5 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends in the National Football League through the coaching tape, through that All-22 tape. My name's Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer, Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome to Week 5.
Adam, we're getting some trends now.
We are. We love these trends through that All-22 tape. And Greg, one of the things that we need to talk about, fans forever go, oh, the 3-4 is very simple, three down linemen, you know, four guys drop, but when you look at the 3-4 and the 4-3, I know there are bigger differences than that, Greg. When you watch the tape, what do you see?
Well, the way you best judge these defenses, Adam, it's a passing league. How many teams now play with three wide receivers almost as their base personnel? So how do you have to judge defenses? By their what we call sub-packages, meaning nickel, five defensive backs, or dime, six defensive backs. So that's how you have to judge and evaluate a 3-4-4-3. 3-4 defenses are much more versatile and multiple in their use and utilization of personnel in their sub-packages than 4-3 defenses.
And another thing that I find interesting when we look at trends, more teams now, it's I think it's like 17 to 15 as far as their bases are 3-4 right. versus 4-3. And it's interesting, you know, I know Billy Davis has talked about it, he wants to get more physical, and that's the trend of the National Football League. To go to the 3-4, it seems to be more physical than the 4-3. Do you see a lot of multiple fronts off the 4-3?
Well, here's another point, and I actually just thought about this right now.
Okay.
Because I was actually listening to you, believe it or not.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's good that someone does.
The 3-4 works better in this new era of more perimeter-based play in the NFL. Why? It's common sense. You remove a 320-pound defensive tackle, and you put in a 240-245-pound linebacker, okay? And these guys coming out of college, a lot of these linebackers in college were running backs in high school. So you just get better athletes on the field. So not only in your base 3-4 do you have better athletes to defend the perimeter better in today's NFL, but in your sub-packages, your nickel and your dime, you have more versatility, more multiplicity in your pressure concepts. The Eagles just played the Chiefs, for instance. The Chiefs are a classic example of that. You put on the tape and you can see Tom Bahali and Houston, the linebackers, they could be lined up next to one another in their sub-packages, rushing from the same side. You don't see that kind of thing normally in 4-3s.
Right, so the 3-4 offers you a little bit more versatility, and I think the skies, which is
yep.
kind of the trend when we talk about trends in the National Football League. So that's kind of where you see the 4-3 and the 3-4 in the National Football League, which you're going to see all season. And it's interesting, when you look at the Eagles' schedule, they're playing a lot of teams that run 3-4.
Right, but one team which runs a 4-3, of course, is Dallas, which the Eagles still have to play twice. And you look at Dallas, they're a team that believes with Monty Kiffin back in the 4-3. So even when they go to their sub-packages, which is predominantly nickel, they will line up with four down linemen. The only difference they might have is DeMarcus Ware will line up on both the right and the left, but you won't see DeMarcus Ware standing up in the middle of the defense like you would see Tom Bahali, because 4-3 structured teams normally don't do those kinds of things in their sub-packages.
Of course, the Giants now play the 4-3. It's a
yep.
team that historically does not blitz a lot. They get a lot of pressure from the DNs, but we'll have to see how
they're
they do
doing
it.
A little more. I'll tell you one thing they're doing,
okay.
and I noticed it on film.
Good.
You're now seeing Justin Tuck become, one of my favorite words, a joker.
Ah,
Justin Tuck
guy, huh?
is now moving right. around, standing up, and that's, again, even though they're a 4-3 base team, they're struggling to get pressure, so they're looking for more creative ways to do that.
And I also know that when you look at the Eagles' defense, they run a 3-4, and I know talking to coaches around the league, Billy Davis kind of wants to, at some point, run some concepts from the Steelers. When you watch the defense, what do you see?
You're seeing a lot of multiplicity and versatility, and people have to understand Billy Davis's background. Billy Davis started in the NFL on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff with Dick LeBeau, Dom Capers, coaches like that. So he, in his approach, is extremely multiple. Don't forget, it's a first year. It's a new defense. I think as the season progresses, you'll see a lot more multiplicity and a lot better play.
Great job out of you, Greg. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.